This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1064. Don't take forever. Listen now.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you consider yourself patient? Everyone feels impatient sometimes, but how can you connect with the people around you in that moment to express your frustration? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the calendar and I can't believe this year is almost over.
Oh my gosh, that is so crazy. It's insane. I mean, I just can't believe how fast the year flew by.
Yeah, I know. Because I think about it, you know, like when I was a kid, it seemed like every year took forever, you know?
It seemed like every minute took forever when I was a kid.
Yeah, really. And now everything goes by so much faster because it's like, well, you know why, right?
I know why. Well, because we're so busy, right? Isn't that why?
Well, that, but also like, I think that I read that it makes sense. It's not like, you know, rocket science or anything, but you know, that in our lifetime, you know, as you get older, the relationship between how much time a year is like so much less than how many years you've lived. So like everything seems like it goes by faster. Whereas like when you're a kid and you're like five, like a year is like a huge chunk of your life.
Oh,
you know?
Interesting. I had never thought of it that way. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know. Well, everything goes by fast.
Speaking of things, though, that take forever or that have taken forever, we built this Alexa skill, Michelle, and that took us forever.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But we did it for our listeners. You know, eventually we hope to do it for everyone all over the world as Amazon Echo devices become more popular. Really, Michelle. But so far, guys, we have this Alexa skill where you can listen to All Ears English in your kitchen, in your living room, at home with your family if you are in the U.S. or in Japan. So you need to activate the skill in your app if you're an Alexa user, and then you just say, open Alexa, open All Ears English, or you could say it in Japanese too, and you'll open it. Michelle, are you using your Alexa device these days at home? I know you and Dan have one.
Yeah, we do have one. I'm looking at it right now. She's staring at me. I use her mostly to listen to music, like on a Saturday morning, like when like cooking breakfast. And I mean, not me cooking breakfast, but Dan always is the breakfast cooker. And so usually like I wake up to some sort of like French cafe music coming from Alexa.
That's so funny. Well, there's so much you can do. I mean, the cool thing about this particular skill that we made for All Ears English is that she can remember the last episode you left off on. Just like on your phone, guys, she can remember. And you can also ask for certain categories like business English, vocabulary, phrasal verbs. So there's actually a lot more you can do with the Alexa skill than you can do within your podcast app. So give it a try. Yeah. Give it a try, guys.
Do you use it for what else do you use Alexa for?
I use it for the morning news. Like when I get up, I ask for the daily news briefing. Sometimes we do trivia in the mornings when we're eating breakfast.
That's cute. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, there's so much you can do. So anyways, guys, check out the skill. Enable the All Ears English Alexa skill if you're in the US or Japan and enjoy. Share it with your kids even, right? Get them exposed to English. Love it.
For sure. Okay, great. Go be sure to do that. So, well, Lindsay, but I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you a patient person?
Oh, it depends on my mood, I guess. That's kind of a cop out of an answer. But I think in general, I am most of the time because I'm a teacher. So yeah.
Yeah. I think you are.
Okay. Thank you.
Sometimes I make a mistake and you're always very patient with me.
Oh,
good. So thank you for that. Yeah, I like to think that I'm patient too. Yeah, but you're right. Like if you have like that teaching quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to be patient, right? Oh, like, yeah. Otherwise it's really not the right job.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And patience is one of those skills that I think is one of the most important things to develop, to try to have, you know?
Yeah, it's they say patience is a virtue, right?
It's a virtue. Patience is kindness, really. Yeah. That's what that is, you know?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, but definitely I can get frustrated and impatient with things like, you know, of course the subway, I'm always saying the subway, but it's true. Or just like waiting for things that I'm excited about, you know, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I get that.
So we used a phrase, earlier, and we're going to talk about this phrase today. So the phrase is, took forever.
Yeah, took forever. I said the Alexa skill took forever to make, and you know, time feels like a year takes forever when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So on episode 1058, we talked about the word finally, and I believe that's where we used this took forever. So we're inspired to do this, an episode about this phrase when something takes forever or something took forever. So go ahead and check out that episode about finally.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So let's dig into this then, because this is a natural native phrase, something that we all use. So our listeners want to be ready to use it too.
Definitely. So what does it mean to say something takes forever?
It just means it takes a long time, right? So, right. But it's certainly an exaggeration and it has to be said with the right pronunciation in the right moment.
Right. Exactly. So here's some examples. So, wow, my package finally arrived. Man, that took forever.
Forever. I like how you stretch that out.
Forever.
Right. Yeah. Here's another example. When will the food be here? It's taking forever. I'm starving.
Exactly. So yeah. And you also said that very nicely, Lindsay.
Yes. Thank you.
Or you could say, oh, those books are so boring. It takes me forever to get through them. All right. Or it takes forever, right? Either one is good.
Yeah, for sure. If you're based in the US or Japan, have you tried the All Ears English Alexa skill? Just activate the skill on your phone, then say, Alexa, open All Ears English, or Alexa, All Ears English wo iraite in Japanese, and start listening from home. Say a category that you want to listen to, like business English or conversation skills. Thanks for listening to All Ears English, guys.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So these phrases express time, but with like a general feeling of impatience, I think. Mm-hmm. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. This is a way to express that you want the thing right away. It's taking forever. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not the same thing as if I just said like, oh, it takes time to do this or it takes a while to do this. I mean, those are a little bit less intense. I think this one is very intense, a little bit with some frustration perhaps.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a very colorful phrase.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to be able to express our personality and our kind of like, we want to go beyond the textbook. That's what our listeners want, guys. That's what you want, to connect with people, to make them know how you're feeling in that moment.
Right. Exactly. So there are a couple of other phrases that are similar, but to be honest, takes forever is my favorite. So, but what are some other things you could say?
Okay, so keeps dragging on. So, for example, it feels like this keeps dragging on. I can't take it anymore.
Oh. Would you say that, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. Like, let's see, maybe you have like a weekend seminar that's just so boring that you have to go to, and it just keeps dragging on and on.
Right. It makes me think of like dragging your feet, just like, mm-hmm. you know, dragging, just like, like every step is difficult, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. That's right.
Or this one is, it feels like it's never going to end. Right. So like this movie is still not over at 3 hours. It feels like it's never going to end.
Oh gosh. I'm thinking about going to a movie this weekend. I can't wait. It's a movie about this guy who actually like climbed El Capitan in Yosemite free solo without any ropes. It's so crazy. Yeah. The first guy who ever did that. It's a straight up vertical. And he apparently used like nothing. And there's a documentary that just came out about this guy. And I'm really excited to see it. So that's a side point. But
oh, wow. Yeah. I can't wait to hear about what you thought about that. I wonder. Yeah, maybe we can talk about it on the show.
We'll share it on the show for sure.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Enjoy. Oh, my gosh. That's so scary. So those are some other things that you could say in this situation. So, but, you know, guys, I think it's important to remember that, you know, when you are showing impatience, you might seem rude. Right? Somebody may not like it if you say, excuse me, our food's not here. It's taking forever. Right?
Right. You probably wouldn't want to say that at a restaurant. Right. You probably wouldn't want to say that to a waitress or a waiter or something.
Right. Exactly. But I mean, it is good to express yourself or to maybe tell a story about like how you felt about something taking a long time. Like in mm-hmm. some of the examples, like, or just talking to someone else about it. Like if I say, Lindsay, the food's taking forever, maybe we should ask, you know?
Yeah. So you're not necessarily saying it directly to the person who's responsible. And it's never the waiter who's responsible, right? It's always the chef or the kitchen, but you're saying it to your friend that you're dining with and you guys can connect on that.
Right. Exactly. So exactly. You can connect with others and be, you know, just think like, be mindful about who you're saying this in front of. Like, I want to tell like a boss, like, oh, this is taking forever.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's do a role play for our listeners so they can see how it's done here.
Let's do it. All right. Here we go. So okay. In this role play, we are waiting in line to get into a concert in New York.
Okay. All right. So, how long have you been waiting?
Oh, Lindsay, it's taking forever. Half an hour so far.
That's terrible.
I know. It feels like it's never going to end. Last week, it took forever to get in, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It feels like this keeps dragging on.
Yeah, it takes forever to get in here. Let's skip the next show.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, okay. Man, that's boring. That's so boring to wait in line to get into things. Ugh, horrible.
Ugh, or also, like, I don't know, to, like, wait for, like, food, like... Yeah. Wait. There's a lot of waiting in line.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
Yeah. So let's go through it. So you said, how long have you been waiting? So I'm imagining maybe like I've been waiting in the line and you just like walked up.
Yeah.
And I said, it's taking forever, right?
Yeah. Half an hour so far. And then you said, I know it feels like it's never going to end. Uh-huh. And then last week it took forever to get in too. You go to a lot of concerts, huh, Michelle?
Yeah, apparently this is like our thing. And then I said, it feels like this keeps dragging on. I'm just, you know, getting more and more frustrated.
And then I said, yeah, it takes forever to get in here. Let's skip the next show.
Yeah, so we're not going anymore.
Okay, cool.
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
So this is good. So this is a very versatile phrase. I mean, it doesn't get more natural than this, guys. This is one of those, I feel like we could do like an episode summarizing the top 10 most natural episode phrases we've done, like episodes on phrases, and this would fall into that category. So this is one of the top 10 most natural phrases that we've ever taught on the show. I think, Michelle, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think this happens all the time. This phrase is said all the time, and it's definitely a good one.
Yeah, for sure. What's the takeaway for today?
Well, patience is a virtue, as we said earlier. Right. So that's a phrase to remember. Yep. And it's a skill, like, you know, that we talked about. if you're getting frustrated, it can feel like this, especially in New York or in other cities, I think. You know, try to breathe and be patient, but use these phrases to connect with others about how you're feeling.
Yeah, it's so much about who's around you, right? Because I noticed in New York, everyone is impatient, so I got more impatient. But then if I went out west or something, I don't know, someplace more relaxed, I would be less impatient because other people are more relaxed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of it is depending on your surroundings. And I think, I get more easily frustrated. Like, you know, when I first moved to New York, it didn't bother me. Like, I might have been the person walking slow, like, who, you know, and now if somebody else is, you know, then I get frustrated. So yeah. You kind of adapt to your surroundings in that way.
Oh, you definitely do, especially in New York. That's for sure. But guys, use this phrase, use it, go out and try to get, you know, connect with natives with it, to share how you're feeling in that moment. And that will be the moment of connection right there if you use these natural phrases to do it. That's it right there. Okay.
For sure.
Awesome.
All right. Well, this has been fun, Lindsay. And
Let's finish up the episode.
Yeah, let's not take forever. Yeah, there you go. Nice. Okay. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Michelle. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.